licensing panel on the Borough of Merton. We are now in session, and my name is Councillor David Simpson. I'm chairing this panel. You can see my colleagues, Councillor West and Councillor Cowper. I'm going to ask my colleagues, first of all, if they have any declarations of interest. Do you have any declarations?
No.
Okay. No.
None. Thank you very much indeed. Just to remind you that proceedings are recorded here, and I just want to ask you whether you accept the accuracy of the notice of hearing and all the relevant notices and paperwork. Are you happy with that?
Mr. Chairman, I think that Mr. Thompson will need to respond to that because I've not seen them myself.
Thank you very much. The procedure is basically going to be, we try and make it as informal as we reasonably can. That's invite you to make a brief statement as to the application, clarifying the various points of the application. I should then refer to other parties and ask them if they have any questions to ask of you and my colleagues too. And then I shall invite any objections to be made, and then you can ask a question of those, and we will then take matters from there. So over to you. Please use the red button. You've already spotted that whilst you're speaking, so we'll move on.
Yes, sir, I'm obliged. Thank you very much. Thank you for your tolerance in that Mr. Thompson's arrived. That's appreciated. You'll understand, I'm going to tell from my tone of voice, I have something of a cold at the moment, so please do take my apologies for how my delivery not being as coherent as it might otherwise be, but hopefully we'll work through this. So this is an application, as you've seen from your papers, for a premises license to sell alcohol. Now, this particular application is slightly unusual in that there will be no physical presence of any member of the public on property. I think that there has been some misunderstanding in the representations that have been received. That there's some perception that people will be able to come to a domestic property and be able to buy alcohol. Well, clearly that's not the case in this instance. Hopefully you receive additional information that we submitted earlier in the week, which sets out a few conditions and also the terms of business. Those terms of business make it abundantly clear this is a delivery service. And the only reason that this premises needs to be licensed, of course, is because this is the place, the way that the Act defines the supply of alcohol, to which alcohol is appropriated, is where it is taken from and then delivered to the customer. It's not the place that the customer takes receipt. Those places that the customer will take receipt will be at domestic residences, presumably locally and perhaps further afield, depending on where the order comes from. But to deal with that particular point, there will be no members of the public present at this property at all, and they will not be able to come and buy alcohol. Indeed, if somebody did turn up, I would not suspect that they would turn away. So we go sell alcohol here. The terms of the conditions of business are probably helpful to go through. I'd just like to highlight a couple of points. Well, if I deal with the conditions first of all, you see that we offer an additional condition of 5, which is no sale to be made of any single can of beer or lager that's a strength of 6%. That should actually be 5.5, or something that takes that over. We should make representations on how we are agreeable to. Otherwise, those conditions stand. I then working through some of the objections and some of the ways these terms and conditions deal with it. I'm conscious that there have been some concern made about underage sales. Well, clearly there needs to be a mechanism. There's a statutory mandatory condition that goes on all licenses now, of course, for age conditions and age verification. But that's re-emphasised, if you will, in term 8 of the conditions of business, where it talks about carrying out identity checks. You appreciate the business of this, whether there's an order process, is perhaps a little bit more secure in some respects than a face-to-face transaction. In an off-license or something of that nature, the person selling alcohol has got to make a that decision. Is that person presented before me under 18 or not? Or if they're about to judge 21 or 21. With an ordering system, there is a period of leisure at which identity checks can be made to see if the person ordering is likely to be under 18. Those are then double checked when it comes to the delivery, which appears at paragraph 50 onwards, where it's quite clear it's spelled out that the delivery is to recognise UK addresses, and the delivery will only be made to somebody who appears or is over the age of 18. You'll see that there's a challenge 21. What's
this challenge 25?
25. Policy going to be in place. Anybody that answers the door to receive our call that was done at 25 will be asked for ID. If that ID is not forthcoming, then no delivery will take place. So of course, it would be entirely reasonable to call this on home. Well, I'll just be able to produce ID.
Mr. Thompson, have you got anything to add to that at this moment in time?
I'm not present now.
Okay. I'm going to ask my colleagues if they've got any questions to start with.
No, not
Could I ask Mr. Thompson just one or two things?
Thank you.
Can I ask you one or two questions, Mr. Thompson? Thank you. I note in your application on page 12... you've stated you will be putting signs. I will be putting signs up with minimum age on the premises. It will also be required before a delivery is made. I will strictly enforce the challenge 25. If I could just ask, if you're not intending to sell from your premises, why would you need to put signs up?
Well, perhaps I can answer that particular point.
Thank you.
You appreciate that since this application was submitted, Ms. Thompson has asked for some additional advice, and that additional advice has come from myself, and that's why we have wanted additional conditions which take away from what's on the application form. There will be no sign, there will be no signs about the property at all. Essentially, from the outside, this property will look like a residential property. The underage sales posters, that was something I think was put in. In an attempt to try and demonstrate commercial license objectives, but there will be no signage on the top. It will look like a residential property from the outside.
Can I ask one more?
Yes.
Sorry. Sorry, just one more. About the age challenge 25, who is actually going to be doing the delivery of these alcohol? Is it going to be Mr. Thompson, or does he have...
It'll be me, myself, I'm the person who likes it, so it'll be me.
It'll be basically be you.
Any other staff that I bring on board will be trained, alcohol trained, to do deliveries, and obviously identification
checks. OK, thank you. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you for the moment. Sandra Sparrow, do you want to ask any questions at this point in time?
Yes, please, go ahead. For a review of the application, it is somewhat confusing to me as to what the licensable area is. Perhaps that could be explained.
Could I just take a short on this? Because this is a point that I've been meaning to discuss with Mr. Thompson. I hope to do it before you guys.
It does talk about the conservatory as well in the application, but presumably that was just for storage.
Yes, it is.
Sorry, Simon.
Thank you. Also, on my copy of the application, at least, the days to be licensed are shown as Monday to Sunday, midnight to 5:00 in the morning, but as open to public at midnight to 5:00 in the morning, except Sunday's been crossed out in Scotland. So it's presumably from midnight Saturday night to midnight Sunday night. Well, you're not going to be operating, is that
well, right? Still that particular point, section L, of course, should be entirely blank because the public are not admitted to the premises at all. And so this is a week-round operation. Yes. So in terms of amending the application, what I would suggest is that section L, hours premises are open to the public, at least is struck through completely.
So we're amending the application actually in the hearing, is that right?
Yes, I'm great for you to highlight your point here, yes.
Thank you. This is another question to Mr. Thompson. I'd like to, from your point of view, who do you anticipate your customers to be?
Adults over the age of 18.
I think that kind of goes without saying because that's what you're allowed to do. But what the circumstances are between midnight and 5:00 in the morning that your customers are going to be getting online and asking you to deliver to them? You know, what sort of scenarios do you see?
Basically, what I'll be doing is cutting out the congregation outside the 24-hour shops. You get a lot of people, whether we like it or not, that like to have a late night drink. So what they do is go to these 24-hour shops. What I'll be doing is cutting out the service and doing the duty to yourselves as well, because I'll be not making them stand out the shops. I'll be actually delivering to their front doors as long as they're not intoxicated and they have the required ID.
I'd say that point in terms of there aren't actually that many 24-hour shops in London. And your price is at the minimum is £25, is that correct?
Yes.
I guess that most 24-hour shops wouldn't be charging that, would you agree?
What's that, minimum spend?
Yeah, minimum spend of £25.
I'm not sure.
Mr. Chairman, if I'm just in jail, that is quite clearly implemented in the as a control measure. Yes, indeed, shops would not tend to have a minimum order. They wouldn't survive if they had a minimum order of £25. But it goes to demonstrate what control methods Mr. Thompson is proposing to prevent street drinkers ordering, and prevent those who are younger from ordering or trying to order products because they have to have this minimum order. Can I ask one more? So,
yes, please.
Number of moments, particularly with houses which have tracks around the back of the downside, and tend to suffer, you know, quite severely from Gary Fergus in particular. What have you done, what are you putting in place to prevent that happening to yourself?
CCTV and alarms on the required space. Let me share the happy holding of alcohol. I've been on the road for 9 years.
Sorry, I'm a little confused now, Anna, but if you're operating between midnight and 5 in the morning, presumably you are going out delivering between midnight and 5 in the morning, so you'll be using your shed to make deliveries, and yet you're talking about not having deliveries other than between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Sorry, deliveries will be done between the hours of 12 midnight and 5 in the morning, but there will be no loading up of the van at any time. The loading up of the van will be done earlier on.
Well, let me put another question then. If there's not going to be loading up, what happens if I place an order with you at 5 minutes past midnight for delivery that same morning? So between midnight and 5 a.m. How are you going to deal with that?
Each day, a certain amount of stock would be administered to the van, and we have to work on the stock that we've got. If there's no more stock available, it has to be restocked the next day.
So just to confirm that the products will be put into the van before the curfew, if you will. And then the products will roll back and be delivered. Now, what we've done in terms of the addition,
I'm going to ask if there are any further questions.
No.
Right. Sounds fine. I'm going to ask you now to speak.
Particularly 6 months big search on police indices and in terms of crime reports, and there's been shown us 12 allegations in the Evelyn Road area. It's not one crime, it's too many, but it's not a huge amount, as you can imagine. There's two criminal damages, two assaults, three third degrees, two theft from motor vehicles, one third theft and a motor vehicle interference, and
just slow your delivery a little.
Two deaths of criminal damage, two assaults, three burglaries, including one which was a carriage maneuver, two thefts from a motor vehicle, one other theft, one motor vehicle interference, which is deaths and attacking the motor vehicle, and a couple of broader effects. This basically gives a flavour of the road, and it's not in any way specific to Mr. Thompson's address. If I just sort of draw attention to the garage burglary, that is particularly the case of Thompson in this respect, is that I feel that this, once it becomes known that this is a premises, a licensed premises, holding part valuable stock, it will be burgled. It goes without saying, it will be burgled. The application proposed to sell alcohol by home delivery between midnight and 5 o'clock, and it's deemed to, the business will promote public safety by encouraging people to drink responsibly at home, preventing drink driving and persons being on the streets drunk. And so presumably this essentially promotes people being drunk at home. It's simple to imagine who's likely to avail themselves of this service between these hours, unless they've already been drinking. With the price structure, you would have to have a drink to pay with the prices. A further search of police indices for the month of July, just 1 month, revealed in the region of 60 allegations of a domestic nature, where one or all of the parties were under the influence of alcohol. The ability, therefore, to have more alcohol delivered to the door may well add to this figure, clearly impinges on public safety and licensing objective. If Metropolitan Police is constantly looking at incidents of domestic violence and ways of actually trying to reduce these incidents, it's very difficult when once people are in their home addresses by actually supplying fuel to the fire. It's just irresponsible, it's my suggestion. Normally, in terms of licensing, hearings and my representations, I would suggest a series of conditions should the license be granted. Mr. Payne has suggested some conditions which the committee may want to take into account, and I'm certainly grateful to bear in mind what I would normally suggest. However, in this case, I can see no condition that would actually adequately uphold the licensing objectives. With this in mind, it was asked that the application be rejected.
Thank you, Sergeant Swan. Do you have any questions for Sergeant Swan?
Yes, it's very helpful to have some statistics for this particular road. But by way of comparison, do you have any for any surrounding roads? Instance that occurred at last time. No, sorry, Dan. And in relation to burglary on the garage, do we know what was stolen or attempted to be stolen?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Hamill, for the questions.
Sorry, I'm just going to ask my colleagues whether they've got any questions of Sergeant Spire at this moment in time. Very much. Thank you. Right. I think I haven't got any further questions either, so I'm going to ask you if you'd like to just summarise your position. There are no other representatives here other than the Metropolitan Police. So I'm going to invite you to sum up.
So it's good to sum up. So I won't reiterate everything that I've said about the application, except to say that the measures that we have put forward in the additional conditions and the terms and conditions, in my submission, do promote the licensing objectives. What we have here is an application which is unusual. It is unusual for a residential property to be licensed to sell alcohol, but it's not unprecedented. There are certainly other parts of the country where similar applications have been entertained and indeed granted. And of course, the principle of home delivery is one that is recognised throughout the country, and there are a number of companies that do that throughout the day and the night. Indeed, I've represented a fair number of them and successfully given licences granted. The concerns here are twofold, it seems to me. Firstly, in relation to crime and disorder, and secondly, in relation to the nuisance aspect. I think that the aspect of child protection has entirely been dealt with, and I'm conscious that we've had no further response in relation to child protection issues from when I sent out the terms and conditions earlier this week. Those, in any case, are dealt with by the mandatory conditions that would appear on the licence. So we're down to the question of noise, disturbance and crime disorder. Well, we've heard quite helpfully of some of the crimes that have been committed in the area, but we have no reference point in terms of what the area is like generally. So certainly, in particular, the police evidence in that respect is particularly light, which should not, in my submission, give it great weight. Certainly, we've got no information that suggests that a presentative would suggest that holding alcohol on the premises is going to be proved more attractive than, say, having a high-value vehicle in the premises in the garage. Clearly not. And suggest that service of alcohol is going to, at home, is going to promote greater degrees of violence in the home, I would suggest, is just not a tenable proposition. Bearing in mind we are looking at this particular premises, we are looking at this particular application. Will this application by itself cause a rise in alcohol abuse and violence at home? Well, so I would suggest not, because the volumes that we're talking about and the limited nature of it. But even so, there is no tie to this particular premises. There's no particular tie to home deliveries. Yes, there may well be alcohol abuse problems that go on, I don't deny that there are, but those can equally happen if somebody goes to the shop to collect as opposed to have alcohol delivered at home. And having a £25 minimum order, I would suggest, does promote licensing objectives, does show that there is a control in place to prevent people just buying small cans, buying fresh alcohol and then consuming it at home. Excuse me. In terms of the noise and disturbance, I would clearly direct towards the Bright Crew case, which I'm sure you're familiar with, Scottish case, which talks about conditions on licences arising from a licensable activity. Well, clearly it is a case that Mr. Thompson can deliver whatever he wants from home if he wishes, as long as it's ancillary to his residential occupation. And what we're looking at here is what difference does it make by delivering alcohol as opposed to soft drinks, for instance. Well, Mr. Thompson has already volunteered himself measures by which noise will be controlled, and that is in relation to the delivery, the loading and unloading of the vehicle, and by making sure that there are no members of the public coming to the premises at day and night, which would be entirely inappropriate, I would agree, that there is that concern. And that's why we've eliminated it. What we don't want is this premises to be identified as a target for crime. We don't want it to be identified as a potential outlet for alcohol. We want this particular premises to remain as it is, as a domestic property. And we've heard from Mr. Thompson that if this business works, if this startup business works, then he will move to additional premises, to other premises, I should say, perhaps a warehouse somewhere or something more, in a location where he can expand and then do 24-hour deliveries and 24-hour loading if that's what he wants. But I emphasise that this is a small-scale operation by one person, It's a small business looking to start up, and it's the sort of thing that the council should, in my submission, approving to show the enterprise in the local area. If the application had been for people to come to the premises at all hours of the day and night, I would not be advancing that argument, of course. But this application is one where there is speculation, worry, because it is something unusual. And that's not enough in my submissions to refuse an application for a licence. So therefore, I would ask that this application is granted with the additional measures that we've put into place, which, as I say, go in my submissions to promote the licence objectives and certainly eliminate the objections of any substance that there are.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm going to ask the legal officer if he's got a certain amount of time.
I have no advice to give at this time. Maybe I will in deliberations. We'll see.
Thank you. License, your officer?
No, thanks.
Thank you very much indeed. In that case, we are going to retire and please stay. We will rejoin you just as.